Music, please.
I love the music.
The music.
Everything is completely musical.
Radweiss Jukebox. Sendung, wo es vorgeht. Mit dem Dani Wüthrich.
This is a music show.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer Stunde über die kalifornische Band Counting Crows. Das ist 90er-Jahr-Rock oder Folk-Rock, Roots-Rock vom Allerfeinsten, mit den Geschichten dazu erzählt vom Frontmann Adam Duritz. Mit ihm habe ich nämlich über alle Hits, alle Lieder können reden. Über den Bandnamen, aber auch über seine nicht ganz einfache Kindheit.
Radio 1 Jukebox, weil das Leben zu kurz ist für schlechte Musik.
Anfangen wir die Stunde mit der allerersten Single von Counting Crows, nämlich Mr. Jones aus dem Jahr 1993 von ihrem allerersten Album August and Everything After. Und gerade mit der ersten Single haben sie einen riesen Erfolg gehabt. Alle haben Mr. Jones geliebt. Nummer einen nicht. Und zwar ihre ehemalige Drummer, der Steve, hat mir der Adam Duritz gesagt.
You know, sometimes you just hear a song a different way than everybody else. And for some reason, Steve heard it as a country song. And he hated it. Sometimes six people don't all hear it the same way. And Steve just really struggled with it.
Und um was es genau in dem Lied geht, das sagt er uns gerade im Anschluss da in der Radio 1 Jukebox. Mr. Jones von Counting Crows mit dem Adam Duritz als Frontmann und mit Mr. Jones ist sein guter Freund gemeint. Denn sein Vater ist so ein brutal guter Flamenco-Gitarrist, der dann sogar von Kalifornien auch nach Madrid ist spielen. Und wo der Vater mit der Flamenco-Crew zurückgekommen ist an die Westküste, ist der Adam mit dem Marty Jones natürlich als Konzert.
Well, Marty's father was one of the few Americans to ever move to Madrid and become a very successful star flamenco guitarist in the flamenco scene in Madrid. And he was visiting America, and Marty and I went to see them play, and they were incredible. And afterwards, we went out from bar to bar to bar in San Francisco with all the members of the flamenco troupe.
Sie sind dann mit der flamenco crew nach dem Konzert von Bar zu Bar gezogen. In einer Bar ist der Drummer von Chris Isaac, umgeben von vielen Frauen. Und Adam Duritz und der Marty Jones haben gewusst, sie müssen auch Musiker werden, wenn sie bei den Frauen auch landen wollen. Und so hat er in dieser Nacht den Song geschrieben.
We ended up in this one bar, and in the corner, we had been trying to talk to these beautiful flamenco dancers all night and kind of striking out. And in the corner, we saw Kenny Dale Johnson, who was Chris Isaac's drummer. And Kenny was in the corner in a booth with like three different women. And I talked to Marty and I just said, if we were cool like him, we'd be able to talk to these women. And I went home later that night and I wrote the song.
Vorher hat Adam Duritz jahrelang als Musiker in Bars gespielt, also in Clubs, bis er dann mit fast 30 den Durchbruch gehabt hat.
You know, I spent 10 years playing in the clubs. There was a long time where I was just going nowhere. I was trying, I was playing in bands. You know, by the time Counting Crows hit, I was 27 the first time anyone from a record company came to see me play. I was 28 when we got signed, 29 when the record came out. I turned 30 during the first big tour.
Er ist übrigens froh, dass er so ein Durchhaltevermögen hat. Seine Kindheit war nicht einfach, dazu Depressionen. Darum weiss er nicht, was aus ihm geworden wäre, wenn nicht Musiker. Und über all das werden wir in dieser Stunde noch reden. Zuerst jetzt aber das Lied 1492, das Jahr, wo der Kolumbus Amerika entdeckt hat. Es ist ja ein Land aufgebaut von Einwanderern, sagt er.
I mean, certainly in America, it is a nation completely made of immigrants.
Er singt dabei gerade am Anfang von «I'm a Russian Jew American». Sein Vater hat nämlich ukrainisch weißrussische Wurzeln, Mutter von Osteuropa und Westafrika.
My dad's family is from the Ukraine and Belarus. My mom is from, one of her parents is from Eastern Europe and the other from West Africa.
hören die Radio 1 Jukebox zu Counting Crows, die Folk-Rockband aus Kalifornien mit dem Frontmann Adam Duritz, der keine einfache Kindheit hatte. Er war anders als die anderen Kinder. Auch bei ihm hat es ein Drama gegeben, wie in allen, also vielen Familien. Er hat zwar grossartige Eltern gehabt, aber er hat von einer leicht psychischen Erkrankung.
I have a little bit of a mental illness and that made me different from everybody else as a kid. And I definitely felt that. And I think we all have some trauma. You know, we all go through some things that are difficult. And strangely enough, a lot of artists are born out of trauma and difficulty. I had great parents, but a weird childhood because I was weird. You know, I was different from other kids and I didn't know why.
So der Adam Duritz, der Frontmann von Counting Crows, auf Deutsch ja Krähenzelle. Das ist ein Bandname, der entstanden ist durch einen Kinderreim und eine Filmszene von einer sehr guten Freundin.
Well, one of my best friends, Mary Louise Parker, the first movie she ever made right out of college was called Signs of Life. And there's a scene in the movie where Vince D'Onofrio and Kevin O'Connor are standing on a hillside trying to figure out what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. And a flock of crows flies up. And Vince says to Kevin, what was that nursery rhyme your grandmother used to tell us about counting crows? And I saw the movie in the theaters, but when it came out on VHS, I was at home watching it. And at the same time, I had just started this band and I was making a list of band names. And I had about 60 terrible band names on this sheet of paper. And I was doing it while I was rewatching the movie, and that scene came up, and I thought, Counting Crows.
Sie inspiriert, sie beflügelt, sie geht ins Ohr. Die Radio 1 Jukebox mit dem Danny Wüthrich.
Und mit dem Adam Duritz von Counting Crows. Mit ihm habe ich länger über sein Leben, seine Band und seine Musik können reden, aber auch über einen von meinen Favorites. Hanging Around. Schließlich hat er da 10 Jahre in Clubs rumgehängt, rumgespielt, bis er dann mit fast 30 den Durchbruch hat.
You know, I spent 10 years playing in the clubs in San Francisco and Berkeley, and I loved my hometown, but there was a long time where I was just going nowhere. I was trying, I was playing in bands. You know, by the time Counting Crows hit, I was 27 the first time anyone from a record company came to see me play. I was 28 when we got signed, 29 when the record came out. I turned 30 during the first big tour. And I just wrote this song. It's kind of about all those years struggling, feeling like I was treading water, going nowhere. You know, even though I loved my hometown, after a while it was like, I should be out of here. And I'm still here, you know, and I was remembering that feeling for those 10 years while I was playing in the clubs. And Hanging Around is kind of a song about that.
Yeah. says, where have you been? I've been lying right here on the floor. Well, I got all this time to be waiting for what is mine to be.
Around in der Jukebox über Counting Crows. Und da hören wir jetzt American Girls. Das ist nicht eine Liebeserklärung an die amerikanische Frau, sondern eher so eine Beobachtung von Adam Duritz, dass viele Frauen sich nach außen attraktiv und selbstbewusst geben, innerlich aber verletzlich und teils orientierungslos sind. Das hören im Hintergrund übrigens Sheryl Crow. Und nicht wegen dem Namen Crow singt sie bei Counting Crows mit, sagt Adam Duritz. Er hat einfach einen Background-Sängerin gebraucht.
No, we all knew Sheryl. We played shows together. We were on the same label by that time. We were looking for some people to do background vocals for some of those songs, and I asked her, and she was really happy to do it.
Another day. Through my closets, trying on her clothes.
American Girls von Counting Crows und jetzt zu einem weiteren grossen Hit von der Band, das Johnny Mitchell Cover, Big Yellow Taxi. Es geht ja darum, dass das Land verbaut wird. Da hat sich Johnny Mitchell von Hawaii inspirieren lassen oder respektive auf Hawaii beobachtet. Und das gilt ja eigentlich mittlerweile für überall, für fast jedes Land, auch für die Westküste von den USA, sagt der Frontmann Adam Duritz.
Well, I think it probably fits to everywhere. There was a weekend when we were recording Hard Candy, where we had a week break from recording and we all came back to start up again, but some of the guys were confused and didn't show up. So we had like four or five of us there on Friday, and then there were two or three guys who didn't get back until Monday. And so we couldn't really do anything with our songs over the weekend, so we spent the weekend recording a bunch of cover songs. And I had had this idea for a kind of a hip-hop version of Big Yellow Taxi on acoustic instruments, you know, with an upright bass, acoustic guitars, and a kind of a drum loop, drum beat. And we did it that weekend.
Sie haben Big Yellow Taxi per Zufall aufgenommen oder aus einer Notlage. Die Lösung, meine, bei der Aufnahmesession am Wochenende sind einfach ein paar Bandmitglieder nicht auftaucht. Darum haben sie die Idee gehabt, Big Yellow Taxi in einer so einer Hip-Hop-Version mit akustischer Gitarre zu coveren. So tönt das amix live bei einem Konzert von ihnen. Und alle haben die Version so geil gefunden, dass man sie von verschiedensten DJs remixen lassen hat. Und so ist dann am Schluss die Radioversion entstanden.
And everybody loved it so much. And then we got the idea that it would be fun to like look for different DJs to do a remix of it. And Ron Fair ended up coming up with a kind of a cool way to do it. And so we let him take the song and make a remix of it. I mean, when we play in concert, we play our original sort of acoustic hip-hop version. But the single that was put out was Ron's remix of it.
They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And they charge the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. You pay a paradise and put up a fucking lie. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away your DDT. I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees. Paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie. Why not? So late last night, I heard the screen door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot.
Geschichte zu der Musik, das ist die Radio 1 Jukebox über die kalifornische Band Counting Crows mit dem Frontmann Adam Duritz. Von Big Yellow Taxi jetzt zu Accidentally Love aus dem Jahr 2004. Soundtrack sie zu Schreck 2. Der tollkühne Held kehrt zurück.
Liebste Fiona, wir laden dich zu einem königlichen Ball zu Ehren deiner Eheschließung ein. Wir können es gar nicht erwarten, deinen Prince Charming kennenzulernen. In Liebe, Mom und Dad.
Königlicher Ball?
Da gehen wir nicht hin.
Was?
Ein Lied für einen Film schreiben, das ist schön, aber auch eine Herausforderung, hat mir Adam Duritz gesagt. Er ist da eingeladen worden, hat viele Szenen gesehen, vor allem auch die Eröffnungsszene. Und die Macher haben ihm dann erklärt, was sie möchten haben.
I really enjoyed it. It was difficult. I went to Amblin Studios, which is Steven Spielberg's studio, and I sat with the producers and the director, and they took me through the entire movie. They showed me most of it, and the parts that weren't finished yet, they showed me storyboards, so I understood the whole film. And then we went back and watched the opening scene, and they sort of described to me what they wanted. And then I took a DVD home with me, and I worked on it for a while.
Es war ein Krampf, er ist nicht weitergekommen und auch ein bisschen unter Druck, weil sie da kurz vor dem Durchstart sind in Europa. Er hat darum fast abgebrochen und DreamWorks gesagt, dass sie da einen anderen fürs Lied suchen sollen. Aber zwei Tage vor dem Durchstart hat er das Gröbste zusammen gehabt.
And I really struggled at first, because it was hard to write for something. I usually don't have any ideas ahead of time when I write, and whatever comes, I sort of follow that. But I was really trying to like fit something in there. I almost was at the point where I was going to call them, because I had to leave for tour in Europe. And about 3 or 4 days before we had to leave, I was about to call the studio and say, hey, look, you should call somebody else because I'm stuck and I don't want you to be left in the lurch. And then like 2 days before we left, I came up with it. I figured out the song. I didn't finish it, but I got a lot of it. And then I think I finished the rest of it with some help from the guys in a hotel room in Liverpool. On tour.
Und so haben sie das Lied für Schreck 2 noch auf Tour fertig gemacht, sind dann in London in ein Aufnahmestudio. Und es ist dann ein Hin und Her mit DreamWorks und am Schluss ist das Lied dann auch für den Film angepasst worden. Sein Lied, das wir jetzt hier hören im Radio, fängt ja eher gerade mit der elektrischen Gitarre an, aber im Film ist das Lied dann sanfter abgeändert worden.
And then we went to a studio in London at the end of that leg. We had like 2 days off before finishing the European tour and heading to South Africa and Australia. So we were in London and we went to a studio and we worked on the song. And it was very interesting because we would call DreamWorks back in America and we would talk to the director. We would send him a mix and he would set it up and play it against the movie. And then he would call us back with some ideas. And one thing we realized was that like the version you hear on the radio is not the version that's in the movie, because it needed to start more gently. Our recording went right into the electric guitars and it needed to start more gently, so we went and we recorded an acoustic version of sort of the first third or half of the song, and then we played it, we switched to electric in the middle of the song, and that way it enabled it to go with the scenes in the movie, so it builds more gently, and then it launches into the song. And it was really challenging and a lot of fun.
Can't stop thinking about it. How much longer will it take to cure this?
accidentally in love, 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 accidentally I'm in love, 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 accidentally I'm in love, 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 accidentally come on, come on, come in a little tighter, come on, come on, and the world's a little brighter, come on, come on, just get yourself inside.
Accidentally Love von der Band Counting Crows, Soundtrack zu Schreck 2. Und jetzt zum Lied von einem Künstler für den Künstler, sagt der Künstler Adam Duritz, weil ein Künstler kreiert etwas aus dem Nichts, wie der Michelangelo bei der Sixtinischen Kapelle.
That's very much a song about why people are, you know, driven to create things, to make things. Because that's the life of an artist, is just being a maker. You know, you take nothing and make something. You know, you create things out of the blue, which is also kind of this reaching for the divine. I mean, that's sort of, and God said, let there be light. I mean, that's sort of the essence of divinity, is to create something out of nothing. And I think that's part of what humans try to do when they make art. Because it's not like a house where you build it out of wood and you have a structure. You know, with a song, you have a bunch of feelings and you just try and turn them into something solid. And I thought about Michelangelo lying on scaffolding under the roof of the Sistine Chapel, you know, like looking up towards the heavens, reaching for God, you know, like, and also that particular image of God and Adam reaching their hands out for each other on the roof of the Sistine Chapel. And how that's the life of an artist, is the constantly striving to create and to reach for something outside of yourself, to take the things inside yourself and then reach for something more.
Du redest vom Lied «When I Dream of Michelangelo», weil laut dem amerikanischen Komponisten Stephen Sondheim bleiben im Leben zwei Sachen, Kunst und Kind.
Well, that's a great quote from Stephen Sondheim, that there's only two things that you leave behind, children and art.
Saturn on a line, a sun of fire on strings and wires, spin above my head and make it right. But anytime you like, you can catch a sight of angel eyes, all emptiness and infinite. And I dream of Michelangelo when I'm lying in my bed. I see God upon the ceiling, see angels overhead, and he seems so close as he reaches.
quite as close as we are led to understand. And I know that she is not my friend. And I know, 'cause there she goes, walking, walking, walking. And I know that she is not my friend. And I know, 'cause there she goes, walking on my skin again and again. Oh my.
«When I Dream of Michelangelo» von Counting Crows mit dem Frontmann Adam Duritz, wo mir ein längeres Interview gegeben hat über seine Musik, sein Leben und auch über den Bandnamen. Und von diesen zählenden Krähen, also Counting Crows, also Krähen, die man zählt, jetzt zu den Vogelscheuchen, auf Englisch «Scarecrow». Ich wollte wissen, ob er sich denn auf der Bühne so ausgestellt vorkommt wie so eine Vogelscheuche. Nein, abseits von der Bühne fühlt er sich unwohler. Auch aufgrund seiner psychischen Erkrankung. Also, du redest auch von einer dissoziativen Störung, habe ich da schon gelesen. Aber auf der Bühne fühlt er sich zu Hause.
On stage I feel very at home. Like where I'm meant to be. The rest of the day is harder. I mean, I have a little bit of a mental illness and that made me different from everybody else as a kid, and I definitely felt that. And I think we all have some trauma. You know, we all go through some things that are difficult.
Und auch nach Jahrzehnten auf der Bühne ist mir aufgefallen, hat er immer noch eine sensationell gute Stimme. Sie hat zwar ein bisschen nachlassen, so sagt Adam Duritz, geht sicher auch an viel weniger Partys wie früher, er lebt auf Tour jetzt eher wie ein Mönch.
Well, I mean, I think I've lost a little bit of my top of my range. I mean, I know I have. But I also think I've become a better singer. You know, it's a skill. And the longer you do it, the more skill you pick up. I definitely go out and party a lot less than I used to. You know, so on the road, I'm pretty healthy. I'm like a monk on tour.
Scarecrow, da-da-da. Snow.
Zu der Band aus San Francisco namens Counting Crows seit den 90er Jahren in der Musikszene mit vielen Hits. Adam Duritz, der diese Stunde über ja, Lieder geredet hat, aber auch über seine nicht ganz einfache Kindheit.
I have a little bit of a mental illness and that made me different from everybody else as a kid. And I definitely felt that. I had great parents, but a weird childhood because I was weird. You know, and I was different from other kids and I didn't know why.
Er hat zwar grossartige Eltern gehabt, aber sich trotzdem nie zurecht gefunden als Kind. Es war anders gewesen. Auch bis heute mit Depressionen zu kämpfen. Und das hat er übrigens in seinem Lied «Spaceman in Tulsa» aus dem Jahr 2025 verarbeitet. Sich verloren fühlen, aber hoffentlich eigentlich seinen Platz finden. Der Hoffnung, dass aus einer schwierigen Situation, die wir ja alle haben, am Schluss etwas Gutes kann entstehen. Wie wenn aus einer Raupe am Schluss ein Schmetterling wird, sagt er.
That's the subject of «Spaceman in Tulsa». The fact that people who were different, people who felt like they didn't have a place in the world, people who suffered trauma, find a way to change into something wonderful. You know, the sort of like caterpillars turning into butterflies.
Spaceman in Tulsa, wo wir jetzt in voller Länge werden hören, gesungen und geschrieben von Adam Duritz, wo übrigens täglich dankbar ist, dass er Musiker darf sein.
I don't know what I would have been. It would have been a struggle. It was a struggle until this happened. You know, I think I've been very lucky that way. I mean, I've spent my entire adult life, 30 plus years, doing the thing I dreamed about. That's pretty amazing.
Und ich bin übrigens auch dankbar, dass Sie die Radio 1 Jukebox hören. Jederzeit auch zum Nachlesen und Downloaden auf radio1.ch. Für Sie am Mikrofon war der Dani Wüthrich.
Spaceman in Tulsa, so you cover it up in clown white. All these elegant boys make such delicate toys, and they know it. He says, I know you wanna believe in something, but if you could just see all of the people in me, then the shadows descend from his eyes to his hands, down to his naked all-American knees. Doesn't anybody wanna be a rock and roll queen? Dress yourself up in a diamond tiara. Swish your little rake, he says, man, I'm gonna make them insane. I'm a painkiller, and I'm a caterpillar. It can't break you, man.
Sally says she's one in a million. Other people tend to agree. From her fishnet luck to her platform chucks, she's a fading Miss American dream. But her daddy couldn't keep his distance. She says you can't keep him away if you try. The saddest mistakes are the ones that we make, wishing away what's right in front of our eyes. Doesn't anybody wanna be a rock and roll queen? Leave them laughing when you wanna die. Crazy little dreamer says, man, I can't believe I'm still alive. I'm a painkiller and I'm a caterpillar. They can't break you, man. Another well-knocked butterfly found on a bus out of town, turning into a motherfucking rock and roll star. Bobby, he's such a rock and roller. Is everybody somebody I used to know? Man, I was a toast of the town back when everyone knew where to go. I was a spaceman in Tulsa, but if you could see behind my eyes, I'm just an empty smile and a song I don't even know that I'm singing. Doesn't anybody wanna be a rock and roll queen? Light your rocket and burn right out of town. Crazy.
Das ist ein Radio 1 Podcast. Mehr Informationen auf radio1.ch.